Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my lovely co-host, Keith Glasser. What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
You know, just doing it.
Throw me off when you don't ask me how I'm doing.
What's that?
Said it throws me off when you don't ask me how I'm doing. I'm usually ready to say, great, how are you? And then you say, I pause for a second. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's like when I order home fries at breakfast. See, I just glitched out there. I glitch out every time. I don't want hash browns. I always want home fries, but I always glitch out when I get to that. I panic. John Nicola, panic order. Shout out. One of my best friends. Panic order extraordinaire. Getting off topic here on this Monday morning, so bear with us.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Rule number one, don't panic. All right, so this week's topic is we're going to give some tips. Just a few tips we're going to throw out there around capturing some video during the season. So I'm going to kick it over to you, to Coach Glass. What do you got for some tips?
Video during the season. First and foremost, don't ever pay for video nowadays. Your iPhone or Android is just as good as anything you'll see out there. But in-season stuff, you know, a lot of it still holds true from what you want to see from a pitching and hitting standpoint. You're going to want to see the open side, both from hitting and pitching. So if you're a right-handed pitcher, we're going to want to see things from the third base side, and then behind home plate, so that we can see trajectory of pitches and balls. It can be a little bit dicey when you have umpires, and if the backstop is, you know, 8,000 feet away. But hitters, same thing. If you're right-handed, I want to see you from the first base dugout so that I can see what that looks like. I want to see ball trajectory. What to avoid being hundreds of thousands of feet away from hitters or pitchers. Like people, and it still happens, but you get videos of from like center field. Like I get it. Like you probably don't want to be around a lot of people, mom and dad, while this is going on, but I can't tell how good your son's swing or arm looks like from 390 feet away. So unless you're going to provide me with some binoculars and something else that I can really, you know, get really into it there, it's not really going to work. But, you know, in-season stuff, it's, you know, try to, you know, 2-3 minutes tops. You know, if you're a dual guy, honestly, it's up to you whether or not you would, like, you could put them together. Like, hey, the first minute and a half is me with, you know, a handful of at bats, and then, you know, the last minute is me pitching. Or if you want to do it separately so that you mash it up at the end, that's fine too. I guess it would depend on how good you are at editing those things together. So, you know, but you want to see open side, you want to see ball trajectory, ball flight, you want to be able to see all those things. And again, like anything else, it doesn't have to be long. I don't need to see all 7 innings of you throwing against whatever team you're throwing against. So short, sweet, let me see what I need to see. Open side arm, open side hit, ball flight, let it fly. Here we go. Because I'll be honest with you, if you send me anything over 3 minutes, I'm fast forwarding through it anyways, because there's another 35 videos that I'm probably going to get that day. So the shorter, the better. Get to the point. Let me see it. And I'm in and out.
Yep. Parents, don't be afraid to get up in there, right? Like, don't be shy. If your son's taking in a bat and you can get up near the backstop, like, put your iPhone right up against the fence in between the chains, put the record button on, stand there, get the video, and then walk away, right? I think it's really that simple. To your point, people who film from behind the fence or they film from the outfield fence, like, you might as well not be even filming it. So get up in there and get something up close and personal so coaches can see what they got. And
the other thing too, and I hate to cut you off, but the other thing too, and we've talked about this, like, it allows you to be able to kind of see if you're doing something mechanically wrong. You have clear video of being able to see what you're doing. You can't tell what you're doing wrong from the backside. How many videos have you gotten in your life? We have someone in the waiting room who's probably going to nod his head. How many videos you got in your life from behind the hitter? Like, you can't see anything. What are you doing? I can't see what your hands are doing. I'm just watching your back. Awesome. Thanks for the video. Get all up in it. Won't be scared. Check your pulse.
The other tool that I do see a lot of parents use, and I think it's pretty nifty, and is the GoPro, and they'll attach it to the backstop, and you can just let it run, and it'll collect the video for the whole time. Like, that's a decent way to go if you want to get video and you don't want to stand there. You know, if you wanted to invest in something, that might be a way to go. But my experience, iPhones, they're easy. You can stitch the video together. So if you get your three at-bats, you can get, you know, pull them all into one video, nice and clean, upload it to YouTube, post it on Twitter, so on and so forth. Pretty clean, pretty simple. And yeah.
Yeah, Twitter, Flatground Apps, Flatground Bats. It's free. Yeah. A lot of things out there free.
Get in there. Don't worry about being a photographer. Get as much good video as you can. And it's a good way. You need it if you're going to reach out to coaches. Like a blind email with no video, like, it's just not going to move the needle. So you got to get some. So go ahead and get yourself some in-game video. Don't be scared to get right up in that backstop. Go from there. Anything else?
Nailed it. No.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.